Quero o Zé. Quero o Zé. How are y'all doing today? I am motherfucking T-Buds.
And I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
And this is Ghetto as F.
Movie discussions and...
Mo.
And more. That's right. GhettoAsF.podomatic.com.
Check today, all shit out.
We have a special podcast coming to you today. We are doing our very first video podcast. It's live right now.
It's a cherry of a
podcast. Although the audio isn't live, so if you're listening to the audio, it's not live right now. But it is streaming on our live stream site, and you can watch it on the on-demand section of our live stream channel, which is livestream.com/ghettoasf, or you can go to livestream.com and search Ghetto as F.
It's that
and
simple.
It'll show up. Yeah, you'll see it. It's our only channel. It's Ghetto as F or Ghetto as F movie discussions or something like
that. It's more simple than getting a drunken college chick out of panties.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, now you can smell your fingers. Yeah. People can see it now.
People can see it. If you ever wonder what T-Buzz does during the podcast, yeah, you're going to see
It gives the
you will
listeners
see that I'm really getting angry. It's not just an act.
It's not just an act. So
I really get angry.
Blue Smoke, that's T-Buzz. So it gives you a different side. You can actually, it's a lot more funnier. It's a lot funnier if you get to see us actually getting angry, and because the things I laugh, you know, you hear me sometimes laughing at things T-Buds is doing, and I have to explain it.
Yeah.
It's more funny if you can see him do it in serious.
Like, if I say, fuck this, I'm actually grabbing something, and I'm trying to fuck it, like, to show what my face is doing to someone's dick in a movie. The dick is coming up in my fucking eye.
Yeah, he actually gets into it and does face, you don't know that. But anyway, okay, I digress, so let's do our plugs, get it out of the way. Livestream.com/ghettoasf is our live stream channel. We stream our short films, our music videos, our video podcasts, a lot of good stuff. Everything that Body Bring Productions and Homeroom Studios does video-wise will be streamed up on this site. You can see it. There's a player on our MySpace page, myspace.com/tbud630. That's TBUDZ630. There's a player there. As well as a link to our podcast and our live stream channel. And if you're watching this right now on live stream, our podcast channel is ghettoasf.podomatic.com.
Come like comma.
Or you can search us on iTunes, podcast Ghetto as F. You'll find us on iTunes, and you can subscribe, listen to all our stuff, great stuff. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the podcast. What are we podcasting today, T-Buds?
Shutter Island. This should be called Shitter Island.
Now, it's been out on DVD for a couple weeks now, but T-Buds has been away. He's just came back so we can do our podcast, although we really should hook something up so we can do something over the internet.
We should.
Because...
But that's a different day of discussion.
We could do Skype or something like that and just record the conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, fuck.
Like I said before, they should call Shutter Island because it's like someone shit on my fucking face.
Yeah, let me break it down.
Break it down.
I'm going to break it down for everyone in podcast land and video podcast land. Yes. All right. So it's a Martin Scorsese film. So you think it's going to be pretty good?
Oh, it's going to be good.
He's a good rap sheet.
But let me just. I had to take a Scorsese class for school this past semester. Scorsese's made some other movies. Movies that are shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Kundun?
No.
It's about the fucking Dalai Lama. It's like 3 hours of watching some motherfucker walk across the desert.
Everyone's got their bad movies, too.
He's got a lot of them.
I mean, we have some bad ones.
No, we got all gold. If all you don't like it, fuck you.
Hey, don't say fuck you, Livia. He didn't mean that.
I mean it. If you're watching this, you like our shit anyway. Fuck you if you don't like our shit. Okay?
Anyway, so I thought it was going to be good. Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Ruffalo play these cops.
Cops.
Whoops. I just quoted to the camera.
Cops.
Play these, inspectors, FBI inspectors or something.
You've seen the previews. This is no surprise.
They're cops. And they go to this mental institution because some ladies claim to escape.
Oh, fuck.
But no one can escape from it, though.
Where
it's weird.
Where the fuck did she go?
So then there's this whole mystery about where'd she go, and they find out that there's only 66 patients, but someone says that there's a 67.
Oh, my God.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's like, who's the 67th patient? And all the patients are acting weird towards him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know why, and there's some dark past, something that you need to uncover.
He has weird-ass flashbacks.
And let me just tell me from this. The minute, spoiler alert, the minute that I...
Fuck that spoiler alert.
The minute that they arrived on the island, I was like, oh, I fucking hope that Leonardo DiCaprio is not a patient on the island, and this is like either a delusion of his. Like, I thought it was going to be like a delusion of his, like something he made up in his mind. But
like
it,
identity.
It wasn't that. It was a delusion, but the whole thing was actually happening.
Yes.
But it wasn't like, you know, it's not like he was going to, he didn't wake up at the end and be like, whoa, that was all a dream, you know.
Whoa.
I was wrong at that, but it does turn out that Leo is.
He's a patient there, and and he's a killer because he killed his fucking wife because she drowned his little fucking
kids.
Glubettes in the fucking pool or in the lake. So he freaked out and had a mental breakdown. So now they make him fucking walk around pretending he's a cop, hoping that he'll realize and discover that he's really crazy.
Yeah, so it turns out that
fucking crazy.
That in order to cope with the crime that he did, he created this alter ego in which he's a cop again, because he used to be a cop, in which he's a cop again, and he's trying to bust this mystery.
Yeah.
So at one last resort before they went to electrotherapy, in order to help him so they wouldn't have to do electroshock therapy, is that they thought, let's let him play out the scenario, and we'll play along with him and see if maybe once he gets to the end and realizes that it's not real, maybe then he'll finally heal for good. So they give him a fake gun, and it turns out, like, you know, his gun looks real throughout the movie, but then at the end he like breaks it in half, and it's like, whoa, it was a toy all along.
I didn't know it was plastic, you know, because plastic weighs the same as a fucking metal gun.
Yeah, well, it's in his mind. He thinks it's real. He's like, please, playing. He's playing like as a kid.
So, yeah, like a little kid, like, oh man, I want to be an army man. That's what the fuck. What are you?
So that
doing?
Kind of explains why the patients are acting so weird towards him, because they know him as another patient. So they're kind of like, you know,
why are you interviewing us?
Yeah.
You crazy too, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like that'd be a good twist. If you're listening, you'd be like, that's a good twist. Be like, it's really not, because they could have made it better.
And if it sounds like we're explaining a lot of it, we're just repeating what the fuck they explained to us.
No,
because the first 20 minutes, they're on a fucking boat, sitting, looking at the island, explaining stuff.
About the island.
Oh, I'm from Boston. I used to be a cop.
They're like discussing their backstories to each other.
Yes. And then the last 40 minutes, they're fucking like, oh my God, this is why you were crazy. Here, let's explain to you why you're fucking crazy. Here's a motherfucking chart. I'm going to pull out a chart with all these names that you use, and we're going to explain why each and every fucking name makes you fucking crazy. This is why this name's fucking crazy. This is why you crazy. Yeah, this is why you get fucked in the ass every night. This is why you in prison. This is why fuck that.
They could have made it better.
Here's a bar graph.
If he wasn't a patient and
direct correlation.
And there's really some weird like, even when we found out that the lady that was in the room that said she was the crazy patient that escaped, even when we found out that she was just someone at the hospital.
She was a doctor who knew that something fucked up was going along.
Yeah, she was a doctor, so she was going along with Leo. And then we met the real lady. Even that was kind of lame. Like, even when she said, oh, you know they'll do anything to keep you here, even if they try to convince you that you're insane. And I even thought if they went with that, I even thought that would have been kind of lame. Like, I was expecting something better.
Well, motherfuckers think that. People, you talk to people about this movie that are, like, on Scorsese's nuts, who would sit there and Scorsese's like, give me a handy, blowy combo. Just stroke the shaft and let the cum hit you in the face and swallow, and then wipe it, windshield wipe it off and just lick it up like you're fucking, like, crest whitening your teeth. You know, like, those motherfuckers who are like, Scorsese can't do bad. Scorsese can't do it. He shits chocolate ice cream, and I just eat the shit up. I love it. They are all like, oh, he didn't do it. He made it where it's like he really was a cop, and they convinced him that he's fucking crazy, so he's going along with it.
You know what? Then my rebuttal was, but in the movie, they show Leo's flashbacks.
Yes.
So they show him remembering. Uh-huh. So if those people say that he really was a cop, and when they were explaining that he was crazy, they were just trying to get him to believe he was crazy so that he'd stay there, so that he wouldn't be able to get off the island and tell him what was going on.
Yeah.
First of all, if that was the case, they left a lot of loopholes open with who's the 67th patient, all that other stuff that went on.
If he's not a real cop, why is his gun plastic?
Yeah, how that one guy knew him. How, you know, but then people would say, oh, but they made all that up to keep him there.
There's even a part where he's interviewing a patient and he asks for a glass of water, gets a glass of water, goes to drink it. No glass there.
Yeah.
And then he puts it down and the glass is there. Either that's really bad fucking filmmaking, or it's to be like, he didn't really get a glass of water.
Yeah.
It's all in fucking his mind. It's all in his fucking mind.
Yeah. And then it's just, and they even like give you a hint in the beginning of the movie. They give you a hint that what you think is reality. They're talking about a different patient, but they're really talking about him. You know, it's like they're trying to help him remember. They're like, what you think is reality may not be reality or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then, but the biggest clue is they show his fucking flashbacks. They show inside his head.
Yeah.
So it obviously.
Of shit disappearing, his wife disappearing, him killing his motherfucking wife.
They show Leo remembering about killing his wife. So obviously he was crazy. So people can't say, no, he's not. Because they show
No. Why? Because those motherfuckers, because Scorsese's the motherfucking king of all kings, he put that fucking, the government put those ideas in his head.
Yeah.
They knew that we were watching Leo's story, so they're like, we're going to put these flashbacks here to fuck with the audience. That's what they did.
But then at the end, there's another twist. You think he's healed, but then a psychiatrist goes up to him and talks to him, and then Leo ends up calling the psychiatrist by his fake name that he was throughout the movie. So you realize that, oh, that didn't work. That last resort didn't really work. And then he's getting walked off to electroshock therapy.
To the lighthouse where they're going to give him a biopsy.
I thought it was electroshock therapy. Yes. Yeah, biopsy. Which is like last resort.
Where they snip their fucking brain, which pretty much is what I wanted to do during this fucking movie, because I wanted to be like, fuck this. I wanted to be like, snip, 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 fuck my brain up, and that's all the shit I gotta say about that fucking movie. All
right, so
one titty down. I mean, it looked nice.
Yeah, one titty down. Like the film, it looked nice.
It looked very nice.
It had
the same director of photography
during the middle part of the movie.
As Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah. Oh yeah. During the middle part of the movie. It could have been good if they proved me wrong with what I guessed.
And Robert De Niro's not in it. It's the guy from Law & Order, Ilia Costas.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled because everyone thinks it's fucking Robert De Niro because it's a Martin Scorsese movie, but it's fucking not.
Yeah. Text drop.
There we go.
Anyway, pick of the day. I don't know what the pick of the day is. No pick of the day?
No pick of the day.
We don't got a pick of the day today. I'm sorry guys. I know you only listen to these for our pick of the days.
Yeah.
But that's it. MySpace.com, MySpace.com/6
T-Buds 630 T-B-U-D-Z
630 YouTube. Muckers25 Muckers
Fucker but with an M 25
And then 25. That's all our videos are on there. Also our live stream channel, livestream.com/ghettoazef, and our podcast for all you people watching but not listening. That is ghettoazef.podomatic.com. Don't switch them around. It's ghettoazef first, then .podomatic.com. Check it out. There's links to everything on all those pages. There's links to everything. So no matter which one you go to, you'll find everything else. Also, homeroomstudios.com, my studio. If you want to get in here and record some raps, do a podcast, do whatever you want to do. If you're in the Chicagoland area, give me a buzz, that's how we do. That's how we do. Take it away with the beats.
Ghetto is F. Ghetto is F.